Episode 25, Issue Responses 3980 through 4170. Response 3980. Our children need to be educated in our Catholic schools as to the reality of Jesus Christ present in the Eucharist and therefore present in the tabernacle. Our schools are failing in the formation of our children in the faith. There is too much emphasis on social teaching rather than Catholic doctrine. Also, they should be attending Mass, at least, and preferably more than, once a week. Every parish should be required to have an adoration chapel, open at least all day, if not 24/7. Response 3981. We are poorly catechized. The real presence is scriptural, and I doubt that many people are capable of defending the real presence. Response 3982. Suppression and abandonment of catechesis. Response 3983. Poorly prepared homilies. Response 3984. Failure to remind the laity that how one dresses might reflect one's belief or lack of belief in the real presence. Shorts and plunging necklines are terribly disrespectful. Response 3985. Changing the Mass from the traditional Latin Mass to the Novus Ordo. Refusal or downplaying the social kingship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Response 3986. Most of our bishops are politicians, anti-Second Amendment, Walmart open but church closed. Blessing of homosexual sodomites. Pope that is not Catholic. Response 3987. Improper dress, especially in summer. Response 3988. Not teaching the importance of being in a state of grace when receiving the Eucharist. Response 3989. Being in lockstep with the state when the state declared churches were to be closed during a fake pandemic and holy water removed, the scales fell away from my eyes when this happened. I could no longer distinguish where the church ended and the state began. Response 3990. There doesn't seem to be a feeling that we are in a sacred place, and that the Mass doesn't feel like anything special, which it used to. It just feels like a casual prayer group. Response 3991. That those in the state of sin or not adhering to church teaching should go to confession before going to communion. Also, they should know to do so in the state of sin mortal, as like not going to church on Sunday, as it is a mortal sin and a mortal state and means you could die in such a state and go to hell. The Eucharistic is heaven and a mortal sin is hell. Response 3992. The faithful should only receive Jesus on the tongue from a priest, while kneeling in adoration of our Lord, as a sign of great reverence and love. Response 3993. Priests are far too often casually celebrating the Mass. They don't demonstrate reverence for the gravity of what is taking place in the Mass. For these parishes, the laity just follow suit, so to speak. The priest must demonstrate due reverence and not allow behavior by the laity to devalue or cheapen the beautiful celebration taking place. We need strong, reverent leaders in our priests. At this point, I also think the laity needs a re-education of sorts on how to conduct yourself at Mass. It's no wonder belief in the true presence has degraded. Many parish priests just don't act like they believe either. They need to set the example and demand the laity present respect our Lord. Response 3994. Weak catechetical lessons. Response 3995. Never speaking from the pulpit about the importance of purity nor explaining the disaster of contraception and its effects has made people feel that in fact nothing matters too much and, so, by association, nothing is transcendent. All that our religion concerns is being nice and being happy. Response 3996. Lack of affordable Catholic education for families to avoid the anti-Catholic messaging in public education. Smaller family size leads to fewer vocations. Families with two working parents may find it difficult to create the domestic church necessary to optimize faith growth. Response 3997. There should be no Protestant praise and worship music played during Mass. Only sacred hymns played on an organ. Also, communion rails should be installed. The traditional Latin Mass should be offered at every parish church on Sunday. The priest should be facing odd oriental only, no altar girls, only men and boys. Also, weekly offerings should not be collected during Mass, but attended to by the ushers at exits following the end of a Mass. There should be no extraordinary ministers, communion distributed only by the priest and deacons. Response 3998. Preaching repentance and need for confession before receiving Holy Communion. Response 3999. Priests not attending adoration with the people. One of Benedict's 16 final acts at a World Youth Day was to have public adoration where he knelt before a monstrance and adored along with youth in the background. Tremendous impactful statement. Also, the use of Latin benediction hymns, Tantum Ergo, Salutaris Hosti, etc. Also, in parishes with a school, children and teens are not indoctrinated nor attend benediction. Also, there is a tremendous lack of advertising. Response 4000. People dressing disrespectfully, terrible music, talking in church. Not tracing about Fatima and Lourdes, notating rosary, comma. Response 4001. Hiring divorced and remarried individuals to receive the Eucharist for pastoral reasons, hiring these same people to work in the diocese, especially as DREs, First Communion CCD teachers. Lack of perpetual adoration. Priests not adoring daily. Response 4002. Lack of genuflection or disrespectful/incomplete genuflection. Disrespectful attire. Talking in church. Bringing drinks into church. Response 4003. Women not veiling their heads in the Lord's house. Response 4004. 1. Generally dumbed down Catholic catechesis since impact of Vatican II. 2. At Mass, the communion rite has become impoverished, for example, A. is treated as a process to be discharged as quickly as possible, B. priests not providing time and context to enhance reverence and gratitude for the supreme presence and gift received, C. theologically shallow songs used to entertain the assembly rather than to support such a precious time and opportunity for focused prayer, devotion and reflection, C. able-bodied ordained clergy seated while lay ministers distribute the sacred Eucharist, overuse of lay ministers for distribution, D. absence of proper etiquette and behaviors on approach, walk up, to receiving Holy Communion. E. Our places of worship now operate as places of entertainment and socializing instead of being the throne room and cenacle of our Lord and Master. 3. Little reference to the example provided by the saints and Catholic heroes and heroines of the Church in homilies and other opportunities to enrich Catholic culture, e.g. parish notices. Response 4005. Many bishops have not been good bishops and stood with the teachings of the One, Holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. As a result of their lack of courage to shepherd their people and their lack of faith in the truth, who is Jesus Christ, they have succumbed to the world and so have their people. God have mercy on us all. Response 4006. Women on the altar. Response 4007. Lack of modesty in dressing at Mass and in front of holy hours. Response 4008. Lack of a lot of priests not doing their job, they are too busy with travel and vacations etc. to do their jobs, which is save souls. Response 4009. The importance of confession as a means to being in the state of sanctifying grace before receiving communion. Some are so uncatechized they may not know how to accomplish a state of grace. Response 4010. Failure to accurately address worthiness to receive communion. Detrimental changes to the lectionary that mute the hard teaching, such as unworthy communicants eat and drink their own damnation. Response 4011. Latin Mass restrictions. Response 4012. General lack of catechesis. Response 4013. Abandonment of Latin in the Mass, lack of daily Mass options for working people, lack of availability of the sacrament of confession. Response 4014. Failure of the clergy to dedicate a firm schedule to hear confessions before every Mass. I think use of confessionals only, not face-to-face, would also help to bring more parishioners back to the sacrament of penance. Response 4015. Attempting to eliminate Catholicity by making it resemble Protestantism. Altering the time for that horror, the sign of peace. Response 4016. The novice ordo form has been corrupted not only from the beginning but continuing. On a number of occasions, I have read that the validity of the sacraments, such as baptism, matrimony and communion has been rendered invalid because of the failure to have priests properly trained and ordained. Rome wants to become more like Protestants than remaining Catholics. I went to St. Augustine's in Culver City, California, two rosaries blessed, I asked for holy water and oil, the priest said. It was not necessary, he was wrong, his record for that simple request expressed his own lack of belief as a priest. Response 4017. Communion in the hand. Not kneeling when receiving. Women not covering their heads in church. Response 4018. Lack of courage on the part of clergy to speak the truth, clergy's obligation to be obedient to wayward bishops. Response 4019. Communion in the hand. Response 4020. The pitch for Vatican II was to remove perceived barriers to the accessibility of our faith. The subsequent results have been a clear and steady destruction of the integrity of the Catholic faith. It has served to accomplish only internal division sent to humiliate and parody the Roman Catholic Church. The Jesuits, once the very bastion of the Bride of Christ, have become the very instrument opposing her as a wolf in the fold. Response 4021. The risen of atheism and modernism is the Church is destroying the faith. Response 4022. The aberration of festive Mass ES that allow cultural events into the sanctuary, i.e. clowns, storybook characters, dancing, etc. Response 4023. Correcting the congregation on holding hands during the Our Father. Education on proper attire for Mass. Especially as Eucharistic ministers. Response 4024. Lack of confession. My parish offers confession once a week, Thursdays at 4 p.m., thereby excluding anybody from attending who has a full-time job. When I want to attend confession, I have to go to a different parish. Response 4025. Receiving the Eucharist in the hand while standing as my little boy thought all but him was getting a cookie. Response 4026. I think that there are many novice Ordo Catholics who believe in the real presence with female altar servers, Eucharistic ministers etc. and without the rails, and the Latin Mass. And suggesting these things are the reason for the disbelief may be found offensive to many novice Ordo Catholics, those who believe or don't believe in the real presence, and this might slant your results. And your respondents may not include as many novice Ordo Catholics. That said, I do believe that those things have a minor to moderate effect on the belief. The major and greatest reasons, however, I find to be in the catechesis, both in childhood and adults. The reminders from the pulpit for fasting and reverence, the instruction of the Bible verses and their true meaning, sharing of Eucharistic miracles, bells at consecration and silence after communion. These words and actions of our priests and leaders lead by example and educate the people. We cannot also forget the influence of our culture on the beliefs of our people. There is a push in our culture to say that religion is for weak-minded followers and Catholicism is an antiquated religion that is irrelevant today. The mysteries of faith cannot be understood with human reason, and our culture also pushes that reason is the ultimate source of learning. Our culture also denies truth for what feels good to the individual, and Catholicism contradicts that belief system. Response 4027. Overall loss of faith when young people go off to college. Need to have a more robust campus ministry with social events so like-minded students find support and companionship exercising their faith. Response 4028. The celebrant, himself, often does not lead an example, those moments of reverence which would convince the faithful of the sacred nature of that which he does. Response 4029. The changing of the liturgy during the offertory. Response 4030. Lack of supernatural faith by the clergy. Response 4031. 1. The removal of the prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel after Mass. Why? 2. Our pastor during the prayers for the people excluded on Sunday after former President Trump was shot did not include him in the prayers. Why? Response 4032. Mass needs to be more engaging and fun. Response 4033. Short and sometimes no homilies at all. No challenge from the priest during the teaching of the gospel. Response 4034. Failure to have silence in church to properly prepare for the Mass. Response 4035. Children have not been properly catechized. Diocese supporting the Pride agenda. Response 4036. Reminding the parishioners and non-parishioners at each Mass, especially weddings and funeral where there is sure to be lapsed Catholics and non-Catholics, that only Catholics in good standing shall receive. Response 4037. Adding handshake of peace right before communion. Very distracting. If someone out there thinks it's needed, put it early in the Mass, at the beginning when we are sorry for our sins. Best to eliminate it altogether. Response 4038. The political correctness of siding with climate change and other contemporary fads. Response 4039. I believe that the religious education programs have been very lacking in the past years about teaching the true presence and basic stress on reverence in the sanctuary at all times, and also treating the priests with extreme respect. I remember the children standing when a priest entered the classroom, or anywhere they were when a priest entered. Not being taught about proper respect shown after receiving the blessed sacrament. Examples: sitting down after receiving, improper dress for a Mass, revealing attire, and shorts of any kind. Response 4040. The purchase of illegal aliens into U.S. by Catholic charities to undermine the rule of law in a sovereign republic declared upon a covenant of prayer and humility and gratefulness by founders, while church uses hard-working parishioners' funds to enrich Vatican and globalists while furthering liberation theology instead of church doctrine. If the U.S. disappears, the God-given rights do as well. 1,000 years of darkness. Response 4041. The laity lacks the training or the reverence. The laity does not understand their impact of the perception, like they are doing a favor distributing our Lord. One example is if they drop a consecrated host, typically, they casually pick it up with their hands. Do they not understand that this is the body of Christ? I had a friend recently mention that about 60 plus years ago, she was 4 years old, she was in line for communion and the person who had just received our Lord was sick and threw up. The priest reverently stooped down and consumed all of the vomit since our Lord was there. I don't see that level of reverence, education, or understanding. Response 4042. I think the secularization and modernization of the country is the biggest problem. Science has become religion to a lot of people, and if Catholics can't find a scientific proof or reason for transubstantiation, they might have a hard time believing in the real presence. Response 4043. To teach, specifically, sins related to the real presence. Especially, receiving the Eucharist while in a state of mortal sin, that is, not going to confession often enough. The priest host, when broken, has many particles on it which end up on the floor. Response 4044. Pope's attitude toward traditional Mass, priests, and bishops. Too much singing during Mass, and no time for quiet reflection and prayer, especially before, during, and immediately after communion. Response 4045. Churches that fail to offer adoration on a regular basis and promote it. Response 4046. Removing required dress for entering church, meaning covered bodies. In most churches, people dress as if they are at the beach, also no head coverings for ladies, that improves modesty. Also no silence please signs, people talk before and after Mass, as if they are in town without regard that they are in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Also when guests are in church that ate there for repairs, they should be reminded the clothing and language must be respectful. I have been at adoration and seen workers come in and put rock music on as if they were in their own home or cars. Also I have witnessed ladies with small dogs inside a large bag next to them at Mass. They do not want to leave them at home for an hour. Priests have not go and check the church after Mass at all. In one church there are people that talk and socialize at will even for an hour and a half afterwards. There are cameras in churches nowadays and no priest says a thing. Is it possible they do not know what is going on in their church? Do bishops ignore the pornographic attire that enter the house of God on some Sundays? V-necks that can show almost a belly button or shorts that reveal in the back almost the buttocks? Response 4047. Lack of relating the need for confession in reception of the Holy Eucharist. Priests/bishops do not teach about the need for confession almost ever. Great sacrilege is taking place, which greatly reduces reverence for the Holy Eucharist. Response 4048. Having women lead/perform a Eucharistic service instead of a deacon. Response 4049. Pope Francis' doctrinal changes, supporting McCarrick and homosexual clergy while firing good pastors who are true pastoral fathers. Response 4050. Weekly adoration, if not daily. Response 4051. The abandonment of the TLM, which one it is left alone, always bears great fruit. Church closings, always done to the poor and small parishes. Cowardice of bishops on moral issues, especially abortion. Communion in the hand. This has done nothing but help make people think that communion is merely symbolic. Always preaching on the readings turns the Mass into a Bible study and it omits countless important points of church doctrine and morality. Response 4052. An alarming rise in Satanism, Luciferianism, and the occult, including occurrence within the Catholic population and even within the actual structure of the Church itself. Catholics need to have a better understanding of how satanic forces affect their belief system and can target their understanding of the sacraments and the sanctity of the Church. Please consider the need to teach both clergy and laity the truth about exorcism, deliverance ministries, and the power of the sacraments, including the power and need for confession as well as frequent reception of the body and blood of Christ. Without an awareness of the truths of spiritual warfare, we are an easy mark for the devil and the ever-increasing occultism. Obviously, belief in the real presence is foundational. Thank you so much for asking for input. Response 4053. The main issues, I believe, are 1. The failure to teach/catechize in depth on a regular basis. 2. The missed opportunities for both clergy and laity to witness the reasons for their belief in the real presence. 3. The failure to be able to live that witness devotionally and liturgically. Every parish should have some amount of adoration, holy hours, processions, especially Corpus Christi, and some form of reverential actions during liturgies that point to the reality that the host is not just another sacred object, but Jesus himself, because all of these things are ways to incarnate the teachings and witnesses given to Jesus, who is the Word incarnate. 4. The need to teach and witness to others by both clergy and laity how to first worship Jesus in the Eucharist, liturgically or devotionally, and then go out to others and share what they have received. Many of us desire to do this but are not sure how or what it looks like. Bishop Cousins summarized it beautifully at the very end of the National Eucharistic Congress. By examples shared and witnessed regularly by others, the rest of us can begin to see how we can also do the same as we learn and grow. This must be done regularly, because there are constantly new members entering, and along with current members, are growing at different rates both humanly and spiritually. Response 4054. Real Catechism on the Blessed Sacrament, casual dress at Mass, especially among lay ministers, lector and Eucharistic ministers in jeans, especially on Sunday. Response 4055. There is not enough information or teaching what it means that Jesus is in the presence of the Eucharist. Response 4056. Lack of education, casual attitude toward confession that prepares one to receive Jesus worthily. Response 4057. I left the church in the late 80s because of a local priest's lawbreaking. Only returned in 2020 to my Catholic roots. Pope Benedict's resignation hit me like an assassination. Many do not see Francis as a true Catholic pope. He seems far too woke and Marxist. This greatly influences views of the faith. And, I study the Bible much more with a Messianic Christian, Sabbath-keeping Bible Fellowship congregation. Our Catholic hierarchy needs to establish Saturday Sabbath clearly commanded by God over 100 times in Scripture. Jesus never changed the command our Father made very clear to keep holy the Sabbath. The U.S. and the world have strayed too far from this basic tenet, accepting sun-god worship. Day as a replacement is likely displeasing to our Lord. This may seem unrelated, but it speaks to the lack of reverence and subsequent loss of strong belief in other matters such as the Eucharist. Thank you for putting out this survey. It gives me hope. Our young priest Father Seth Keller is heading to the Vatican after his 2-year stint in Marion, Ohio. I pray that he holds on to his awe-inspiring reverence for God and for the Eucharist. Response 4058. Holy Communion is to be given to the person keeling, on the tongue and in state of grace. Priests no longer preach the importance of God's role for men and women. I never hear that abortion is evil. All they talk about is the environment and taking care of Mother Earth. Will worship of the Pachamama be next? Response 4059. People need to know the Bible, need to know the Catechism. What do the words of the Nicene Creed mean? They need to understand their religion, because if they truly understood, they would not leave the religion. Our religion has been watered down, and even the Mass. People don't understand what is going on in the Mass. I'm not getting anything out of it. Catholics need to be taught their religion and why we do what we do and take out things we shouldn't be doing at the Mass. Time to stand up and be Catholic and understand what it means to be Catholic, different from the rest. Response 4060. Trying to do away with the traditional Latin Mass. Response 4061. By not allowing Latin Mass within a parish. Response 4062. Closing the churches during the pandemic and no Mass during that time or communion. Response 4063. Priesthood needs to be open to women and married people. Response 4064. The most harmful thing that has happened to affect people's belief in the real presence was the closing down of our churches during COVID. Never in history had that ever happened. The deep church got their way, and now the price of disbelief is on their hands. Many Catholics have never returned to church for the reason they guess they really don't have to go to church every Sunday. The church showed them that. The church denied us the Eucharist for weeks on end. The most necessary and needed gift in the world. Response 4065. Cowardly bishops who do not fight against abortion and sexual misconduct. Pope Francis the woke Marxist communist. Response 4066. Our bishops gave in to public pressure to deny us the Eucharist during COVID. How much can our shepherds believe in the presence? Response 4067. It is crystal clear to all in my area that the abuse problem by the clergy safeguarding and hierarchy in the church is the major cause of the hemorrhage of souks. Response 4068. Clear assertion by clergy and magisterium that the Catholic Church is the only church that offers Christ and salvation. Response 4069. The clergy never mention the importance of suffering, mortal sin, purgatory, or hell and damnation. They have accepted the Protestant view: we are all going to heaven as long as we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Response 4070. Because they never had a personal experience of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. They have to have personal encounter with the Lord. Powerful teaching about the Eucharist will help them understand the truth, and also, procession of the Blessed Sacrament during retreat will help them encounter Jesus and spend time in adoration. I personally experienced Jesus when I did all these things. Response 4071. The attire of people at Mass. Would we dress like this if we're invited to visit the Queen or President? Response 4072. The failure of clergy to preach on the effects of sin separating us from God and the watering down of what constitutes a mortal sin. Today, so much sin is explained away as the result of what others did to me that made me commit that sin. Response 4073. Failure of the Church to properly and swiftly respond to heterodox and heretical leftist ideologues, while simultaneously restricting the Latin Mass because of a minority group of loud activists. There needs to be swift justice on both sides, with a focus to bring back the sacred and limit idolizing liturgy. The divisions in the U.S. are deeply rooted in Protestant notion of individualism. Couple this with the failure of priests and bishops to lead their sheep, instead becoming activists, left and right. Response 4074. The pastor always out on vacation and always in a hurry to emphasize the importance of the Eucharist. Being so lenient not to ruffle feathers of the congregation because he's afraid of losing some parishioners. Response 4075. Not stating that this is the body and blood of Christ and stating it is not a symbol. Response 4076. General catechesis about what the Church actually means by real presence. Response 4077. Unknown. Response 4078. Talking in church, parishioners not catechized about proper attire. Response 4079. Not kneeling during the Sanctus. Not praying the Anima Christi after receiving the Holy Eucharist. Response 4080. Lack of sound teaching from Pope Francis. Response 4081. Changing Holy Days observation to Sunday. Public processions on Corpus Christi, we need to worship together in public so that we will be ready to stand alone in witness should that become necessary. Response 4082. Catholic education has been taken over by modernists. This includes kindergarten to universities and colleges and seminaries. Response 4083. People's attire at Mass. Dressing in our Sunday best reminds us weekly that we are going to something important and special. Response 4084. I think that people are distracted in today's world and are not investing their time in learning and growing in the faith. Response 4085. Lack of reverent celebration of the Mass since Vatican II and loss of faith by many priests celebrating the new Mass. Too many novel changes that lessened the sacredness of Holy Mass. Response 4086. Promotion of the idea that all religions are the same. Failure to teach on the objective evil of contraception and abortion. Failure to correct clergy, politicians, prominent people, i.e. Hollywood stars, in addition to others. Failure to teach what Catholic marriage entails in its entirety, sacrifice and obedience to Catholic norms. Giving prominence to social justice issues while neglecting to teach about our Lord, the saints, the beauty and necessity of Catholicism. Response 4087. 1. This might be covered under extraordinary ministers or casual attitude of the clergy, but is worth mentioning: the handling of sacred vessels and the monstrance by laity. Priests and laity have the attitude that it is no big deal to have the exposition/reposition of the Blessed Sacrament done by a woman or man. Also, exposing or reposing for any reason at any time. 2. Lack of education about adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament. The graces it provides and the comfort it gives Jesus. Response 4088. Spiritual instruction of the Eucharist, spiritual worship of God, and silence in the church when others are praying before the Lord. Response 4089. 1. Having a pope who wants to change the church radically, he admitted early that he might be the one who caused a great break in the church. 2. Having a majority of cardinals and bishops ignore the Pachamama heresy when the pope had people bow down in pagan adoration. 3. Cardinals and bishops remaining silent when Francis issues damnable proclamations and kicks good clergy out of the church. 4. The USCCB being a completely worthless entity. Response 4090. Lack of reverence due to the way people dress while attending Mass. Such as wearing shorts and blue jeans to Mass. People don't dress up to attend Mass anymore, they think they are going to the movies or shopping. Response 4091. Not only the lack of priest saying you must be in a state of grace, which was mentioned in survey, but speaking firmly of what those sins are today that it seems as okay in society. Response 4092. 1. Catechizing the faithful about the reason and necessity to receive the Eucharist kneeling and directly on the tongue. 2. Emphasis on importance of frequent confession and making opportunities for confession more available. 3. Catechizing/sermons on the four last things and how frequent reception of the Eucharist in a state of grace is so important to our salvation. 3. Making prie-dieus available in newer churches, without communion rails, at center front to receive Jesus on our knees. 4. Emphasis on modesty in dress at church when in His presence. Response 4093. Loss of a sense of sin. Canonizing everyone who dies, stating they are in heaven at their funeral. Response 4094. COVID canceling Mass and continuing with video Mass and spiritual Holy Communion to the current time, therefore the message is going to Mass every Sunday is unnecessary. Response 4095. Respect in attitude and dress in the church. Men wearing hats and ladies improperly dressed receiving communion. Talking out loud making tea had to pray. Response 4096. The utter collapse of magisterial and moral teaching. Why in the world would people believe in Jesus' real presence if the, supposed, Pope officially teaches that it's just fine for adulterers to go to communion? What a fraud. So, really, the issue is the collapse of Catholic doctrinal and moral teaching, including by vast numbers of bishops who are de facto fans of the LGBT+, the plus includes pedophilia, you know, depravity, and even de facto supporters of a mass, legalized child murder, via their seamless garment, Phariseeism on abortion. In such a situation, the issue of the real presence is irrelevant, a spiritual hobby horse for the devoted few, since he, regardless of his presence in the Eucharist, is defied, ignored, and betrayed by his bishops on such grave moral and doctrinal matters. Believe and act however you want, you're still Catholic, that's what the bishops do. So how does his real presence make any real difference? Response 4097. Consistent failures to adequately and effectively catechize parents and youth via CCD, PSR and the regular parish schools and high schools. Response 4098. Restriction of the traditional Latin Mass and efforts on the part of some bishops and the Pope to make people think there's something weird and backward about the traditional Mass. Thank you for doing this survey. Great questions. Response 4099. Lack of unity in the Church. Outspoken traditional priests being laicized while publicly scandalous priests not being addressed, other than child abuse. Response 4100. Priests/EMs refusing to give Holy Communion to communicants who kneel and receive on the tongue. Response 4101. Failure to address immodest clothing at Mass. Response 4102. Lack of reverence degrades the laity's ability to have awe of the Eucharist, and that ties into the lousy music, homilies that focus on the priest himself, stunningly ugly churches, flippant liturgies, etc. Response 4103. Poor catechesis for decades. People who were students at Catholic schools, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, are often the least educated on what Catholics actually believe, especially in regards to the Eucharist. I was born in the 1980s, and none of my friends who was raised Catholic and attended Catholic school knows the basic foundations of the faith. Cultural impacts also play a role, as people want to go along with what is cool and not stand out from the crowd. This is in every age, but we have to teach people that living the Catholic faith is countercultural. You are going to be different than other people, including other devout non-Catholic Christians. Response 4104. Not teaching the laity what is proper clothing to wear in Jesus' presence. Response 4105. I used to teach CCD. The books used had heresies in them. Priest not backing you up when you talk to faith. I was cancelled for actually teaching the faith. When I would complain about problems I saw, and I was ignored. Sporting events would take precedence over charge CCD everything. The church is very inconsistent. Consistency teachers faith. There are so many problems, I could go on and on, but it will make no difference. Nobody's listening. Even the survey is going nowhere, but at least you can't say you haven't been told, therefore it falls on you for not doing your job. Response 4106. Catechesis programs. Response 4107. If we believe, then we must act like we believe, kneeling as you enter the church, kneeling to receive Jesus if one can. No longer can we act like Protestants in an express line getting our food to go. Thank you for this beautiful experience of the encountering of Christ in such a beautiful and well-planned gathering with so many believers. May the fruits be plentiful. Donna Bowden. Response 4108. People no longer being required to receive the Eucharist kneeling and on the tongue. Response 4109. Failure to truthfully address the issues of the following four problems. 1. Political and current events that conflict with church teachings. i.e. FBI raids on pro-life families, persecution against the Catholic Church and all faiths in China, Russia, North Korea, etc. 2. Accepting LGBTQXYZ heresy and resigning the truth to teaching the accepting of politically correct pronouns in Catholic education in our churches and schools, so people who are going astray don't get their feelings hurt by telling the truth in faith and charity. 3. Immodest clothing in church, especially at Mass. The only priest I ever heard discuss this, and it was quite charitably done, was ABP Chaput. 4. The wooden crucifix is mightier than the wooden bat on Sunday mornings. Was it C.S. Lewis or Chesterton who said, "What is not useful eternally is eternally useless"? Thank you for taking the time to create this survey. God bless you for trying to preserve the faith. Failure to include baptisms within the context of the Mass, while explaining the purpose of each of the sacramental oils and prayers being used and said. Failure to offer more classes after confirmation to all teenagers, as well as more adult education classes. Response 4110. Only priests should touch the Lord. Response 4111. Overall societal decline in values, e.g. acceptance of divorce, abortion, media deception. So many principles/values that were formerly believed in have become open to discussion, open to everyone's opinion being valid, disregard of an absolute truth in favor of truth being what a person wants it to be for himself. Response 4112. When the priest doesn't allow the congregation to participate in the liturgy of the Eucharist. Blessed be God forever. Response 4113. Leaving Mass. No respect to the Eucharist. People are socializing before leaving God's house right in church. Response 4114. Lower/working classes must work weekends. we must also try to work more hours. Some employers uprate people who work weekends and holidays. This extra dollar can allow the family to buy some nutritious food for the kids. Response 4115. Explaining where in the Bible it states Jesus is the Eucharist. That way we as Catholics can understand and explain to others the real presence. Response 4116. The sacrament of the Eucharist goes hand in hand with the sacrament of confession. The loss of feeling shame for our sins or recognizing the need for repentance has clouded our ability to see that we need the Eucharist and need forgiveness. Response 4117. Seeing a priest lack of honor, reverence, humility, and love of Jesus in the Eucharist. Response 4118. Attire at Mass. Bishop more interested in Lepkristov issues. Closing church during COVID. Closing church during a power outage. Response 4119. No direction from priests concerning sacred silence before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the tabernacle. Our Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity. The disastrous indifference to how people come dressed to church. Especially women dressed in clothing that hides nothing and young girls dressed as if they're at the beach. Not one word. If they are offended, that's just tough for them. Dress modestly and appropriately or stand to be called out. In a general reprimand from the priest celebrating Holy Mass. Response 4120. Public priest refusal or rebuke for those who attempt to receive the Eucharist kneeling and or on the tongue. Response 4121. Laity lack of knowledge and understanding about the presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Response 4122. This truth isn't being taught. Response 4123. Communion rails should be installed in all churches. Traditional Latin Mass should be offered daily and Sunday in all churches. Altar girls should be eliminated in every church. Extraordinary ministers should be eliminated in every church. Confession should be offered prior to the Latin Mass in every church. Response 4124. Dull, banal, and frankly ugly priestly vestments. It is not primarily a matter of aesthetics. Priestly vestments reflect the glory of God, especially when they are decorated with traditional Christian symbols, the cruciform pattern on both sides of the chasuble, and or other prominent and beautiful Christian art. Also, bright liturgical colors instead of dull earth tone colors, no symbols, and those silly big ring collars. Those wretched post-conciliar vestments tell us that there is nothing special going on at the altar, not the table. We are not Protestants. Return to the pre-Bugnini Mass. Response 4125. The scandal of granting thousands of annulments to divorced Catholics on a scale far outweighing the precedents since canon law changed in 1983. Giving communion to Catholics who divorce, not calling divorce a sin and a public sin at all. The bishops have betrayed the Catholic family. Response 4126. Lack of good Catholic schools, absence of sisters. Response 4127. Accurate and adequate catechesis of children and young people. The faith takes root in the young. It need be provided by the parish and by parents. Response 4128. Materialism and Kefalin's ideas, self-importance, lack of Catholic religious foundation. Response 4129. Immodest attire of laity. Lacks catechesis, couples living together before marriage, using contraception, etc. These topics are never discussed. Clapping before, during or after Mass. Response 4130. Confession should be offered before every Mass. And bring back confessionals which are a visible reminder of our need to confess regularly, but especially before receiving the Holy Eucharist. And the way a priest treats the Eucharist during the Mass, holy hours, etc. matters. The priest's sense of reverence is conveyed to the congregation. Response 4132. Lack of the use incense. Response 4133. Immodest attire in church. Response 4134. Lack of fasting / abstinence on Fridays and lack of emphasis on Sabbath rest. Response 4135. People who love and participate in the TLM don't need a Eucharistic Congress. Their worship is perfection, guided by holy and devoted priests. Bring back the TLM. You are hurting Catholics worldwide. Response 4136. The later removal of several of the original prayers and parts of the Mass that add to its beauty and emphasize the importance of the Mass and reverence for the Holy Eucharist. Response 4137. The reverence in music played has been diminished to something you'd hear at a Protestant event or for entertainment purposes. This is not a circus or Las Vegas show. Priests are not here to entertain. If we want people to believe in the true presence of Christ, then he needs to lead by showing reverence for our Lord. Response 4138. 24/7 access to almost anything you could do for pleasure. Response 4139. Female altar servers. Response 4140. Lack of biblical education and how the Eucharist is the fullness of the sacrifices in the Old Testament, and lack of education on the bodily nature of Catholicism, sign if the cross, kneeling, theology if the body, how all we do has an associated action with the body. Response 4141. The novus ordo missi, the emphasis on the rights of man without reference to God, and the break with doctrine of pre-Vatican II. Response 4142. Not enough importance in continuing education to parishioners on the importance of the Eucharist. Response 4143. Poor catechesis and poor policing of religious education. Response 4144. The root cause is not mentioned, Satan's infiltration of Holy Mother Church by Freemasons, culminating in the bastardization of the greatest prayer God gave us, and the most efficacious means of our salvation, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. By gutting the Mass, the enemy has gutted the proper worship of the Creator by the human creature. Moreover, the infiltration of Communists and Freemasons in U.S. seminaries has been well documented since the 1960s. As such, the clergy is infested with heretics, sodomites, and pedophiles. Removing rails, facing the people, giving communion in the hand, these are effects, not causes, of the loss of faith in the real presence of Christ in the Most Blessed Sacrament. Response 4145. Communion in the hand, greatest. So much casualness and irreverence, truly an abomination. Response 4146. The liturgy itself. It is done so poorly and not in line with Vatican II at all. Also a total lack of genuine beauty in our churches because of our parents and grandparents' push towards community above all else. Response 4147. That the bishops and priests do not actively defend the faith. When the laity wanted the bishops to grant members of the laity letters excusing them on religious grounds exemptions from vaccines regarding the COVID vaccine shots, most are undecided. Response 4148. Music during the time Holy Communion is given, it distracts from ability to converse with God. Response 4149. The priests, nuns, brothers, and bishops were the ones who kept the faith and the consequences of sin known to the known to flock in an earlier era. Now the tolerate, or even appreciate, the promotion of mortal sin in society and even during Mass. They just gave up for the 30 pieces of silver that is access to government funds and tax breaks and access to the political class at the expense of souls. It's a harsh assessment for the harsh reality we are in. Response 4150. We must kneel and receive on the tongue. Confession offered before Mass. Response: Feminism in the form of altar girls, worship leaders, lectors, committee heads, feelings instead of truth, etc., etc. has completely driven young men away from the church. They don't want to attend a women's club full of ladies and gay men who sing along to My Little Pony tunes. It's pathetic. Response 4153. Our Pope. Response 4154. You never, ever admit homosexuals into the seminary to become ordained deacons or priests. Never. Response 4155. The laity's lack of reverence to their priests and bishops when in their presence. Father Joe instead of Father Smith, no longer kissing bishops/pope's ring. Priests greeting people in the pews during processional and recessional as well as during the sign of peace. Response 4156. The total breakdown of proper teaching of the Catholic faith to the laity. We have a couple of generations of Catholics who do not know the Church true teaching, and are cultural Catholics. We must reach these latitude. The internet is helping a lot to reach the people. Response 4157. Turning the Mass into a banquet and de-emphasizing the Holy Sacrifice. Also using Protestant praise and worship music instead of heavenly chant. Response 4158. Church being used as a NGO in the immigration crises in the USA. This is not charity, it is against the will of the population of America. The church is universal but the USA is not. Response 4159. Lack of advertising results of these issues. Response 4160. Gregorian music and choir, prayers of the Mass, in Latin, teaching the faith through the sermons, being on time for Mass, teaching you must genuflect towards God in His tabernacle when you enter the pew, silence in church, no socializing inside, no clapping, more use of Eucharistic prayer number 1, ladies' heads covered, appropriate clothing to be worn by all as fit for our King. Reverence, reverence, reverence in all we do in the presence of our Lord. Response 4161. Lack of seriousness and reverence in the novice ordo, weak homilies, and priests who start their homilies with jokes. Response 4162. I believe people pushing an agenda on what they think is best. The divide is what the devil wants. Unity is what the devil does not want. We have to come together and realize that if you receive by hand, tongue, standing or kneeling, if there is female or male servers, not of it matters. What matters is that the Eucharist is our Lord. And we have to foster the feeling of what happens when we understand. The more we judge, the more we push a personal agenda, the more we take away from the altar and the sacrifice of the Mass. Unity has to be the answer. Eucharist has to be the focus. As long as someone is in a state of grace, needs to be taught, the priest is following the rubric, and we are aware of the presence, then we carry our Lord into the world. Response 4163. Keeping the altar sacred. No laity on the altar. Bring back the rails. Response 4164. It was touched on, but clearly the handling of our Lord by unconsecrated hands shows a disrespect for our God and the host. As a child I was taught that only the consecrated fingers of a priest could touch the host, and now everyone and anyone has that privilege? Jesus is treated as a cracker. Response 4165. Failure to teach more from the pulpit about why the church teaches what she does regarding the life issues. Response 4166. The lack of chastising so-called Catholic political leaders who openly support abortion up to and including the moment of birth. The Pope was in D.C. during the March for Life and did not attend. Disgraceful. Response 4167. The sense that all religions are equal. Catholics do not understand what makes us different. Response 4168. Ecumenism with other non-Catholic churches, pagans, etc. Clergy who believe niceness trumps truth. Loss of the truth that sin and evil exist in the world. Non-Catholic teachings and rituals infiltrating the Church. Pope Francis, failure on the clergy to frequently include the Eucharist in homilies, stressing that this truly is Jesus Christ. Response 4170. Lex orendi, lex credendi.